We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Taf Taf Kuf Pei Zain. Questions to the matters. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Esar Sefirot, page Taf Taf Kuf Pei Zain. First question, question Peichet 88. Why the siyum of the edges is longer than the middle line? Why the siyum, the ending of the edges, is longer than the middle line? Answer on page Taf Taf Kuf Tzadik. 88. The two edges in the patsuf, which are the two lines, right and left, in the ten sefirot, were formed together with the ascent of the lower hay to the enaim during the tzimtzum, the restriction of nehi de'ak, because the lower hay, when it rises to chokhmah, which is called enaim, was included in each and every sefirah of the ten sefirot, and became the left line. And the essence of the ten sefirot is the right line. However, the middle line comes with the zivug, which was made in Ikve Naim. The illumination of the zivug descended and decided the edges and became the middle line. It is known that the light of the Naim did not shine, but only gar the Nikudim and not Zat. And therefore, the three lines were corrected only in gar the Nikudim and not in Zat. And Zat remained only in two lines, right and left. It is known that all ten sefirot of Partsuf of Nikudim, Gar, with Zat, are in the value of Ak, only Partsuf Nehi. You also know that the Partsufim of Atzilut receive from the Partsufim of Ak exactly from the corresponding Bechina in Ak. And all the Partsufim of Nehi, of the Partsufim of Atzilut, they receive their correction of Nehi from the ten Sefirot of Nikudim, since they are the corresponding Bechina in Ak. And therefore, all the Partsufim of Nukvin da Atzilut have a middle line only in Gar of Der Nehi, which is the place of the lower third of Tiferet. Indeed, their Zat, which are above Tiferet, they have only two lines, right and left, meaning completely like the ten Sefirot of Nikudim, whose Gar clothes the lower thirds of Ak, from Tabur until the Siyum of Tiferet. They have three lines with all the corrections which are extended from that correction. But in their Zat, there are no more than two lines, because the middle line of the light of the Enaim stops with the Siyum ending of Tiferet De'ak, which is the Peh of Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, as explained.
We have to add here the line of to the... We have to add the lower third of Tiferet of Ak. The line that begins with for Shlish Tata'in. So you have to add the word Tiferet of Ak. It's Rabash added that. Keep going.
Indeed, that applies only to the Nukvin of the Partsufim of Atzilut, which are the Bechina of Bon, which means that the construction of their Partsuf is only from the Bechina of Kelim, the Nikudim, and not from the Kelim which were renewed in Atzilut. However, in the male Partsufim of Atzilut, another correction was made by that, because the same Zat de Nikudim, which were deficient from the middle line completely, came here in the Ibur of three within three. And Yesod and Malchut of Zat were included in Tiferet de Zat, which is the Bechina of Bina, the Chasadim, as known. By that, the correction of lines extends also into the Toch of Zat, which are the middle joints of Partsuf Nehi.
Of Ak.
And in that, the Bechina of middle line was renewed also after the Siyum of Tiferet, which is called Yesod. Therefore, all the male Partsufim whose construction of their Partsuf is from the Bechina of the Neuma, meaning from the illumination of the Zivugim, couplings, which were renewed in Atzilut himself, the middle line was added to them, also in the Bechina of the Toch, the inside of their Partsuf of Nehi, which is called Yesod Ducha, the male Yesod. And they are not deficient, but only the middle third of their Partsuf of Nehi, because the middle line, which decides between the two lines right and left, is the Bechina of Gar, the Chasadim, which is extended from the Achoraim, posterior of Ima, and the lights of Ima are extended only until the Tabur of Hei Chasadim, since they are the Bechina of Chagat, who do not require the illumination of Chochmah, but they cannot illuminate at all to the Bechina of complete Nehi, because they need the illumination of Chochmah, and Achoraim of Ima reject the illumination of Chochmah as known. Therefore, if the construction of 10 Sefirot was made also in Nehi, they are also divided into 3 Prakim, 3 joints, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. Where in the first 6 Sefirot, Chabad Chagat, Ima can illuminate the middle line and to decide between the edges. And to the lower Prakim, which are Nehi Denahi, they too require the illumination of Chochmah, and they cannot receive from the Achoraim of Ima nothing. And therefore, the lower joints of Partsuf Nehi remain deficient of the middle line, also in the Partsuf Nehi of the male Atzilut. Therefore, the ending of the middle line has to end on the middle joint of Partsuf Nehi, meaning with the Siyum, conclusion of Yesod, and it lacks its middle third. And the two edges, right and left, are longer than the middle line in one third from the general Partsuf of Nehi, meaning the lower third.
Keep going. We just need to read for now. It'll gradually, we'll get used to it, it'll go in, and then we'll be able to understand it. Next question.
Question 89. What is the meaning that the daughter was born first? What does it mean that the daughter was born first? 89. It was already explained in answer 88, the reason of the lacking of the middle line in Zat of Partsuf Nehi, the Nukvin, the Atzilut. This is because this is the Bechina of Bon, which are built only from the Kelim, the Nikudim, and they have nothing of the Kelim and the correction of the Neuma, which emerged in Atzilut. It was also explained there that the correction of the middle line in the middle joints of Partsuf Nehi, in the male Partsufim of Atzilut, was renewed only after the world of Nikudim, in the conceptions of the Partsufim of Atzilut in the womb of Ima, mother. It is also known that there is no more difference between the male and female, but only in the Bechinot of their Yesodot. Therefore, the construction of the Partsuf of Nikva was emanated and emerged in the world of Nikudim. And the construction of the male Partsuf emerged later on in the world of Atzilut. Therefore, the Bat, the daughter, was born first before the sons.
The first, the Walter Yisiv, was established. So then the shattered Walter Yisiv in Olam Nikudim, then the Walter Bestow, that the lower ones acquire by the world of Atzilut. Keep going. 90.
Question 90. Why only Zer Anpin is called Melech Hadar and not Gar of Atzilut? Why only Zer Anpin is called Melech Hadar and not Gar de Atzilut? 90. You already know that the entire reality of four worlds of Abia came only to correct and to fill the Kelim below Tabur De'ak. which were emptied of their lights during the first departure that occurred in the Guf of Parzuf of Keter de Ak.
Because all in all, what we need to correct is Nehi of Ak, because above the Tabur of Ak, everything's corrected.
Because from Pe until the Tabu, it was filled by the two Parzufim Ab Sag de Ak, in the meaning of the name Membet, only from his Tabur downward. And the Parzufim of Ab Sag do not reach that place as known. And all the correction which were made from the world of Nikudim until the Asiyah revolves around them. And you could ask, why also the Bechina of the first three Patsufim of Atzilut, meaning Atik and Arich Anpin, came after they were already completed in Ak? The thing is that it is impossible for Patsuf Nehi to emerge alone without Rosh and Toch until the Tabor. Indeed, the distinction is that these three Patsufim did not come from their own purpose, but for the purpose of Parzuf Nehi. And all the corrections which the first three Parzufim received, they did not receive it for themselves, but for their Tanhi, because they are the only ones who require corrections. And the entire deficiency of the first Parzuf Nehi, which came to fill Nehi De'ak, was because in Hizat there was no correction of lines, because Gar of Nikudim, which received from the Bechina of Chagat de Dikna, which is called Shibolet HaZakan, which are Achap de Dikna, which emerged from Rosh and became Guf and Chagat, their illumination was enough for the correction in line in them, because the light of the Ozen, which is the light of Bina, extended in them to the middle line, which decided between the edges. However, Zat the Nikudim, who received from the Bechina of Chotem Pe, of below Shibolet HaZakan, the light of Ozen cannot spread in them anymore to the middle line, because there is the Bechina of Nehi de Dikna, which require illumination of Chochmah, and the light of Ozen, which is not in the place of its emergence, his Achoraim repels the illumination of Chochmah, and therefore the Nehi de Dikna cannot receive anything from it, because this light stops in the Shibolet, as explained. Therefore, Zat the Nikudim, which receive from Nehi de Dikna of below the Shibolet, they do not have the correction of the middle line, which extends from the light of Bina. Therefore, they broke and fell to Bia, as known. However, Gar existed and did not break, because the correction of line in them was sufficient for their entire correction. Therefore, only Gar the Nehi de Ak, who received their fulfillment in the world of Nikudim, indeed Zat the Nehi de Ak still remained revealed, meaning they remained deficient of their required fulfillment. It was explained above in answer 88 that those Zat the Nikudim which broke returned to Atzilut in the meaning of Ibu in the mother's womb, which is Bina. And by the three within three which were made there, were Nehi, were included in Chagat. Chagat received from the middle line in Ima, and it became the middle line in terms of the inside of the ten Sefirot of Nehi, which is called the Mel Yesod. Therefore, the essence of the correction which was renewed in Atzilut was in the discernment of the middle line in the Bechina of the inside of Nehi, which is called Yesod. And this is called the Neuma, because upon it is the root of the renewed correction of Atzilut, and it is also called Hadar. But the first three Parzufim above Tabur de Atzilut, there was no need for renewal in them because they were already completed in Ak himself. And everything that was corrected in these three Patsufim was only for Nehi. Therefore, the new Ma dwells there, only on over Zeranpin and Nukva, which are the Bechina of Zat in Nikudim, who returned and were corrected after their shattering in Nikudim. And Ga is not included in it. Now you can understand how Zon clothed from his tabur and below of Arich Anpin, like Nikudim clothed from his tabur and below of Partsuf the Keter the Ak, and there is no need to elaborate here.
Keep going.
Thus, it was thoroughly explained that the new Ma is in its essence only Zer Anpin. Therefore, it is regarded as the eighth king, which corrects the seven preceding Melachim in Nikudim, because Ma corrects Bon, which are Zat the Nikudim, and with greater precision, it is only the correction of the Mel Yesod, because all that was lacking in Zat the Nikudim was this Yesod, meaning the middle line. And the surplus there is in Zat the Atzilut, which are called Zer Anpin and the eighth king, Melech, on the seven Melechim of Nikudim, it is no more than this Yesod, who has the strength to correct also the first seven Melechim. Therefore, the essence of the Numa is on the Yesod, as explained. And this is what the Ari says in the Tree of Life, that Yesod is the Numa.
Yes, 91. You'll see later on that this weight like drips in, it starts settling down. It's like when kids learn about our world. They don't know anything. A bit of this, a bit of that. They listen, they look. Then this mosaic starts organizing itself and brings them a complete whole world.
Question 91, page Taftaf Kuf Peizain. What is the meaning that Melech Hadar is the new Ma and is Yesod and is Zer Anpin? Again, what is the meaning that the Melech Hadar is the new Ma and is Yesod and is Zer Anpin?
But we're all thinking together. We're all listening together.
The answer is on page Taftaf Kuf Tzadik Bet. Item 91. Indeed, all the Patsufim of the male Zecharim of Atzilut are the Bechina of the Neumah, even the first three Patsufim. But since they did not come to Atzilut for their own purpose, therefore, this name dwells only over Zer Anpin. And since the essence of correction which was renewed in Zer Anpin is only the Bechina of Yesod, therefore only the Yesod is defined by the name Ma, which corrects the bone, and upon which is the essence of the renewal of correction of Atzilut. Question 92. Why the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim and 10 Sefirot of Atzilut are regarded as two Shabbatot, two Saturdays of 7 days? Again, why the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim and the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut are regarded as two Shabbatot, Sabbaths of 7 days? Answer 92. The seven lower Sefirot are called 7 days, and the first three Sefirot are the meaning of Shabbat. And this is a very high matter. And I shall tell you what the Ari said from that. Note that when the emanator emanated the 10 Sefirot, at first he emanated Gar. And you already know that then this is the meaning of the upper Shabbat, and so on. And they were not in a complete correction as required. Therefore, there was no calculation in number of this Sabbath day.
He's speaking about Gar of Nikudim because the week and the whole way it was established wasn't in Ak. There still wasn't an integration of Malchut and Bina. Because the 10 Sefirot are actually about the combination. That's why it's regarding Gar de Nikudim here. That the upper Shabbat is Gar of Nikudim, and then
And later, in the second week, he emanated the seven melachim which are implied in the verse, and these kings, he said, who reigned the land of Edom. And on the Sabbath day of that week, the eighth king was emanated, which is called Hadar. And the name of his wife is Mehetavel. And that Melech, that king, is the meaning of Yesod, which is called Hadar, as explained in the Idra. And the emergence of that Melech was on the second Sabbath day. And Gar were corrected. And then, on the third week, emerged Zat, which are called Chesed, Gvura, etc., until Malchut. On the third Sabbath day, Malchut emerged. It turns out that the eighth king, which is called the Upper Hadar, is the actual Yesod, was emanated on the second Sabbath, and he preceded the Sefirah of Chesed, which is now called the Sefirah of Chesed. And then, on the third Sabbath day, Malchut was emanated. And the upper Sabbath, in which Gar were emanated without a correction, are not,
because they're before the first Shabbat,
are not taken into consideration. And the two Sabbaths, one in which the upper Hadar was emanated, and one in which Malchut Dezat was emanated. And this is the meaning of the two Sabbaths, which is mentioned in the verse, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. And in the verse, and the children of Israel observe the Sabbath to make the Sabbath. Interpretation. The Sabbath day is the meaning of Yesod, which is the source for the 6 days of creation, which are emanated and emerge from this Yesod. And therefore, there are two Sabbaths, which are two Yesodot. One is the male Yesod, which is called the upper Shabbat, which is the meaning of Adar, and one is the lower Shabbat, which is the Yesod of Malchut, which is the meaning of the verse, and you shall observe my Sabbath.
That if he would keep them in Olam HaNikudim and not receive an order to receive, so it was Gmar Tikkun. Yeah.
And these two Shabbatot are the meaning of the second and third Shabbat, because before them the Bechina of Yesod was emanated already in the world of Nikudim, meaning Gar of Akudim, Gar of Nikudim, like in answer 88. Only it was without correction, because the 7 days which were born from this Yesod were deficient of the middle line completely, and they could not exist. Therefore, that Shabbat does not bear a name or number, because his Zat did not exist. And therefore, we regard only the two Sabbaths only. And do not ask why he calls Gar de Nikudim and also Gar of Atzilut by the name Yesod. And he emphasizes the actual Yesod, because here we're talking about the value of Ak. And Gar of Nikudim were using it for the first correction of his Partzuf Nehi. And that correction was only for his lower thirds of Tiferet, which is the Bechina of Gar of Partzuf Nehi, which is the root only for Yesod of the female, which is called calculation, as known. In the meaning of the verse, and God made men straight, and they ask for many calculations. And that revolves over Nikudim. And the number is the name of Yesod, Zachar, male. And it is regarded that this first Shabbat is without a correction, because it lacks the Yesod of Zachar, which is called number. And therefore, even the Yesod of Nukva is not considered whole in his correction, but merely a root. And therefore, this first Shabbat, it does not have a number or calculation, and the Ari was accurate in that even Yesod of Nukva is still not regarded as complete with all his correction and understand. And the Ari regards Gar of Atzilut also to be the Bechina of the actual Yesod with respect to Ak. And therefore he calls him the Upper Hadar, because Hadar of Atzilut, they are the Zat. But in the value of Ak, Gar of Atzilut are regarded as the correction of his Yesod. Now you can understand how the Shabbat is always the Bechina of Gar, and it is also the Bechina of Yesod, or the male Yesod, or the female Yesod. Both of them are in a Zivug, and understand, because this is not the place to elaborate.
Yeah. All in all, Creator created Adam straight and one man, one line. And specifically through the three lines, the combination of Din and Rachamim, mercy and judgment, by that you reach Gugmat Tikkun. You can't receive all the light of Ein Sof in order to bestow at once. That's why if you keep my Sabbath, we keep them, meaning we receive all the lights by many actions. Okay? Keep going.
Question 93.
We're listening. Our ears are open, right? We're listening. Yeah?
Question 93. What is the illumination of Katnut which Zat the Nikudim had? Again, what is the illumination of Katnut which Zat the Nikudim had? Answer 93. They received from Istaklut and Naim in Achab from the Shibolet of Zakan and below, where is the Bechina of Nehi the Dikna, and it is not regarded as a complete light, but only the illumination of Kelim.
What was the question?
Again, the question. What is the illumination of Katnut which Zat the Nikudim had?
And the answer?
They received from Histaklut and Naim in Achab, from Shibolet Azakan and below, where is the Bechina of Nehi the Dikna, and it is not regarded as a complete light, but only the illumination of the Kelim.
Yeah, Vak, okay.
Question 94. What is the difference from the upper half of Partsuf, from whose Tabur and above, to the low one from Tabur and below? Again, what is the difference from the upper half of the Partsuf, from his Tabur and above, to the low one from the Tabur and below? Answer 94. Every complete Partsuf is comprised from two Partsufim clothed one in each other, like Al-Khanpin of Atzilut with Ab-Sag Ma-Bon, meaning that the essence of every Partsuf is the Partsuf of Keter, which is called the inner Havaya, and the two clothings Ab-Sag clothe it until the Tabur, and the two clothings Ma and Bon clothe him from the Tabur and below.
This is the constant structure of every Partsuf. Is everybody listening? Is it hard for anybody to concentrate? Mutlu, you okay? Not okay. What isn't okay? Are you listening or not?
It's hard to focus.
To focus, to concentrate, because people around you aren't letting you concentrate?
I don't know.
What? Lebich there is... he's bugging you, huh? Who's disturbing you?
I don't know. I am reading. I read everything that we read. And I'm trying to think about the surrounding light.
I'm agreeing with you. You're saying the friends around me aren't concentrated enough to listen. Not to understand, just to listen. I'm like a child opening his mouth and ears, and I'm listening. Whatever comes in. That's it. That's what has to be. But all of us together. Okay? Again, the question. 94.
Question 94. What is the difference from the upper half of the Partsuf from his Tabur and above to the lower one from Tabur and below? Answer 94. Every complete Partsuf is included from two Partsufim clothed in each other, like Arichan Pin of Atzilut with his Ab Sagma and Bon, meaning the essence of every Partsuf is Partsuf Keter, which is called the inner Havaya. And the two clothings, Ab Sag, clothe him until the Tabur, and the two clothings, Ma and Bon, clothe him from Tabur and below. You already know that the first two Partsufim until the Tabur do not require correction because of themselves, because this is why they are called by the name Mem Bet. However, below the Tabur, it requires correction, and it is not completed entirely until the Mate Raglaim Beraglaim, and Bi'ah will return to be Atzilut, because then the Kelim of Tanhi the Ak will be filled from their deficient of the first departure, which was in Patsuf of Guf the Keter the Ak, with their completely. And until then, they are not complete. And thus you see the great difference between the first three Patsufim from Tabur above to the half of the Patsuf from Tabur below. Because from Tabur and above, it is complete. And from Tabur and above the Ak, and from Tabur and below, it is deficient until all the corrections of Abia will be completed. And this is what is implied about Moshe, that from his half and above his Elohim, and from his half and below his Ish, man. And that implies to the great difference which is explained,
that above the Tabur you don't need a correction, it's called divinity, and below it's called Ish, man, that needs correction. Okay? You have a question about this, Rachamim? What?
Rav,
why the desire to connect is below the Tabur, and the Zivug is in Ikve Enayim and in Pe of Rosh Deak?
The Zivug is always in the Peh, first of all. But when we say that it was in Metzach, Nikbe Naim, Nikbe Oznaim, it doesn't matter where, it just tells us in what intensity the Zivug is, but it's always in the Peh. Next. That's it. Okay.
I have many questions, but not for now. Thank you.
So thank you, too, for...
What does it mean that there are male partsufim and female partsufim, zachar and nekeva?
You see in our world too, aren't you asking about that? You see, according to their role, I guess there's these and those. Zeranpin and nukva are partsufim, right? This is a male and that's a female. Yeah. What's the difference, you're asking? The male works entirely for the female. She accumulates the will to receive, and he works for her in order for her to give birth to new partsufim and new corrections. The corrections are always in the female, but performed by the male. We, towards the Creator, are females. We need to prepare ourselves for correction. He brings the light. The light is a force that helps us correct our will to receive and give birth to desires to bestow. So we are called females, all of the created beings towards the Creator. In our actions, also you can divide it into male and female. And everything. It's not something constant. It's according to the role or the action for now. Yes, Tzvika.
He says that the correction of the middle line in the middle joints in Patsuf Nahi, in the male Patsufim of Zecharim, in Atzilut was renewed only in the world of Nikudim.
Before Nikudim, we never took care of Nei. From Nikudim and onward, you start taking care of Nei, because first there's an injection of the force of Chassadim into Nei from Nikudot of Sag, and then you start taking care of the will to receive. In Olam Adam Kadmon, there is no will to receive.
it's above the Walter Yisiv, above the Tabu.
From Nekudot Desag descending below the Tabu, you start taking care of the desire. The Walter Yisiv is below Tabu Avak.
In the study of the Ten Sefirot, we're talking a lot about three lines. Am I supposed to understand it, or I just need to draw the light that we form? So what am I supposed to do?
You don't have to understand anything.
You ask him, what do you feel before?
Also, when we ask questions supposedly that we understand, it's not for understanding.
So what am I supposed to do exactly?
You have to long to discover that all of this is in you.
But I don't have it.
Yes, you do. You just didn't reveal it yet.
So what am I supposed to
do? That's called the concealment, or in Gemar Tikkun, we just don't see it. We have to discover it gradually. So for this, we're studying.
What am I supposed to discover? For me, it is Chinese. What do I need? Patience and perseverance, and to sit here with a friend and to put an act that I can listen to it and put up with it. It's very hard to sit and listen. This is Chinese for all of us. What am I supposed to do exactly? To be patient? What?
I want to solve the most important problem I have in life. Like a sick patient that suddenly this book about his disease just falls down on him. And maybe there's even an answer about the cure. That's how I have to feel this. So I have to pick in there and speak about it and with the friends and together find the remedy. Find the remedy for our condition. If we have such a purpose, such a desire, if we're serious, we have to do it. Except for that, the remedy, we can present to the whole world afterwards. It's also in a state that isn't better than ours. They just have no understanding of where they are, what they're suffering from. They're like children. They're sick and they don't know they're sick. So he cries. He doesn't know what it is. The adults know. He has a disease. He needs a medicine. You have to take care of him like this and like that. But the children themselves have no idea. But we're adults. We understand that we're sick and that we need to bring ourselves a remedy. And the Torah cures us when we study it. Do we understand about it? No. So what if we don't understand? It's written that it doesn't matter. When you take a medicine, it works even though you don't understand anything about it. Just take it. That's why how to take it. They tell you, the great ones. They came, the sages, and said, open the book and read. Aim yourself to the light that reforms. It'll cure you. So, I have to do it. What's the problem? On the contrary, it says it's not the wise who studies. I just need to do it even in a naive manner to relate to this. I'm studying. Will I get something from this? Yes. When? I don't know. I just have to know how I open my ears and eyes to receive this remedy. Nothing more than that. So the friends and the study, and we're talking about it only in order for the light to come. So Chinese or not Chinese, it's not important for me. Open a book in medicine, see what's going on there. Especially when it's about medication. Every name is like the length of the exile. You know, it's so long, it's like endless. When they connect a lot of foundations of the materials together, so it becomes a... That's how it is. And the books are like... It's like a cold weapon, you know?
Ken.
Reinhard from South Africa is asking, how are we supposed to relate to these Hebrew words like shibboleth? We don't have the translation for it, and we don't know where it stands inside the system.
Shibboleth, who doesn't know what shibboleth is? In Russian, it's... But, yeah, it's on the chin.
Shibolet hazakan.
Yeah, shibolet hazakan, there might not be such thing, but the hair that grows here on the chin. This is the more correct way to show it. This is a special place. There's a lot of hair grows in a very special manner. Also, barbers know this. But in Kabbalah, you understand that where it comes from. So there's a big difference also in your hair. If it came from here, or from the mustache, or from the ulcha, or from the shibolet, or from the cheek, or from the lower part or bottom part, it's all very unique. And why is this for men and not for females? And it all comes from the foundations of the Ten Sefirot. That's why afterwards they developed all kinds of things to do with your face, all kinds of wisdoms there in the mysticism when they use it. There's true things about it, but what does that help me? Doesn't. If I look at you and see you, what does it help if I have to connect with you? Because that's how the Creator put us here. Let's go.
95. Question 95. What is the difference from Chazeh to the Tabur? What is the difference from Chazeh to the Tabur? Answer 95. Read above in answer 11, there are two ending points, one from the Bechina of the middle line, and the second from the Bechina of the edges, where the middle line is shorter than the edges. In the measure of the lower third of Partsuf Nehi, you also know that every Partsuf is divided in its Tabur, whose half from Tabur and above is regarded as complete, and his half from Tabur and below is deficient. Therefore, the parsa was made between them like the parsa between Atzilut and Bi'ah, and therefore, there are also the two ending points from the Bechina of the middle line. The upper half of the Partsuf is completed in the point of Chazeh, and from the perspective of the edges, it is completed over the Tabur itself, in a way that from the Chazeh till Tabur, the difference is in the third Partsuf of Nehi, in the Bechina of the upper half of the Partsuf, like between Yesod to the general Partsuf, to the Siyum of the Raglaim in general. Because the Chazeh is the Bechina of Siyum of Yesod of the upper half, and the Tabur is the ending of the Raglaim of the upper half.
Okay, let's read again.
Again, question 95. What is the difference from Chazeh to the Tabur?
Have you hear this? Where are we speaking about Chazeh and Tabur? In Atzilut? In what Partsuf? Who said it? Here, Momo knows it. You don't. Arichanpin. Now you say it. What is it in Arichanpin that's so special? The Chazeh and the Tabur.
The second restriction was there, and there's the Parsa. No, not the second restriction. The Parsa is there.
Which Parsa?
The Parsa of Atzilut.
In what place?
In Chazeh.
Why not in the Tabur? What's in the Chazeh? What ends there?
The vessels of bestowal.
And in the Tabur?
From Chazeh and below, these are already vessels of reception.
Who thinks otherwise? He's right. So what's the difference still between Chazeh and Tabur? In the Olam Atzilut? Till the Chazeh, there are only vessels of bestowal. And there it's called that it's clothed on Arich Anpin, the Partsuf of what Atik? Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima. They reach the Chazeh of Arich Anpin.
Chazen Tabur is towards Arichanpin. And from the Chazet till the Tabur of Arichanpin, what clothes there? Yishut. And below the Tabur of Arichanpin, Zon. Zeranpin and Nukba. So what's the difference between above the Chazet and below the Chazet?
Perhaps Gar in Zat?
Of what? Of who?
Of the vessels of Bistol.
Of Bina.
Of Bina.
Yeah, Bina. Let's read.
Again, question 95. What is the difference between Chazeh and Tabur? Read above in answer 11. There are two ending points, one from the Bechina of the middle line, and the second from the Bechina of the edges, Ktsavot, where the middle line is shorter than the edges, in the measure of the lower third of the Partsuf of Nehi. You also know that every Partsuf is divided in its Tabur. His half from Tabur and above is regarded as complete, and his half from the Tabur and below is deficient. Therefore, the parsa between them was made, like the parsa between Atzilut and Bi'ah. Therefore, there are the same two points there, two ending points there, from the Bechina of the middle line, the upper half of the Patsuf ends in the point of Chazeh, and from the perspective of the edges, it ends on the Tabur. In a way that from Chazeh until the Tabur, the difference is in the third Patsuf Nehi of the Bechina, of the upper half of the Patsuf, like between Yesod of the general Patsuf to the Siyum Raglaim in general. Because the Chazeh is the Bechina of Siyum, conclusion of Yesod of the upper half, and the Tabur is the Siyum of the Raglaim of the upper half.
96.
Question 96. Why the parsa in Goy Mehoy of the Partsuf stands in diagonal from Chazeh to Tabur? Why does the parsa in Goy Mehoy of the Partsuf stands in diagonal from Chazeh to the Tabur? Answer 96. The parsa is the bechina of the siyum, the ending, conclusion of the upper half of the Partsuf, which is the bechina of the name Membet.
Perfection.
But since there are two ending points, from the perspective of the middle line it is in the Chazeh, and from the perspective of the edges is in the Tabur, therefore also the Parsa stands there in diagonal. It starts with Chazeh below the middle line, and it ends in Tabur below the edges, Ktsavot. And when you will evaluate the place with respect to the upper Abba ve'ima in their Gadlut, which are the Bechina of Ab, whose Siyum Raglaim is on the Tabur, as known, you will find that the Parsa starts in the Siyum of the womb of Abba ve'ima, where is Yesod of Ima. And from there they descend and are extended below until Tabur of Arichanpin, meaning until the Siyum, conclusion of the Raglaim of Abba ve'ima, as explained in the words of Dari.
Keep going.
Question 97. What is the difference between the Siyum of Yesod to the Siyum Raglaim? What is the difference from Siyum Yesod to the Siyum Raglaim?
Everybody is listening, and we're all together. And we're taking it as a remedy. Please.
Yesod is like in the middle third, is like in the lower third of Partsuf Nehi, since it is from the Bechina of the Siyum of the middle line, which is the measure of the light in the Partsuf, because the lights come only in the middle line as known. And this is the lower third, whose edges are longer than the middle line, and they have only the illumination of Kelim.
Again,
Yesod lacks the lower third of Partsuf Nehi, since it is the Bechina of the Siyum, conclusion of the middle line, who is the measure of light in the Partsuf, because the lights come only in the middle line, as known. And this lower third, whose edges are longer than the middle line, they have only the illumination of Kelim.
Keep going. That's why a sod is always shorter.
Question 98. What is the difference between Siyum of Tiferet to Siyum of Yesod? What is the difference between Siyum of Tiferet to Siyum of Yesod? Answer 98. The Siyum of Tiferet is the Bechina of Yesod of Nukva, female. And this is the Siyum of the Partsufim of Bon of Atzilut. And the Siyum of Yesod of the male Yesod is the Siyum of the Partsufim of Ma of Atzilut. Indeed, we speak of only about the Siyum, the conclusion of the middle line.
Again,
the ending, Siyum of Tiferet is the Bechina of the female Yesod, Yesod Nukva. And this is the Siyum of the Partsufim of Bon in Atzilut. And the Siyum of the male Yesod, Zachar, is the Siyum of the Partsufim of Ma of Atzilut. Indeed, we speak of only about the Bechina of the Siyum of the middle line.
Atzilut have the Partsufim of Ma and Bon. The Partsufim Ma are in Atzilut. Partsufim are from Nikudim that need to be corrected. And that's how they're divided. Keep going.
Question 99. Why do the spark need to divide into 32 paths of wisdom? Why do the sparks need to divide into 32 trails of Chochmah? Answer 99. Because the Lord Hay of Aviut needs to be Lord, which is the last Bechina, which mix in each and every trail of the 32 trails of wisdom, in the seven Melachim which descended to Bi'ah. And since every Bechina which rise to man from Bi'ah is included from all 320 sparks together mixed, therefore he sorts them and divides them Abba, first into 32 trails of wisdom, and then he sorts out from them only 288, which are the first nine of each and every trail. And the malchuyot of each and every trail, he descends as waste because they are useless. Again, the Lor Hei of Aviut needs to be Lord, which is the last Bechina, which was mixed in each and every trail of the 32 trails of wisdom, Chochmah.
The Malchuyot.
Were in the seven Melachim which descended to Bi'ah. And since every Bechina that rises to man from Bi'ah is included from all 320 sparks together mixed, therefore he sorts them and divides them, Abba first, into 32 trails of wisdom, Chochmah. And then he sorts out from them only Rapach, 288.
The first third.
Which are the first nine of each and every trail. And the Malchuyot in each and every trail, Nativ, he descends as waste, which is useless.
They can have a benefit, but right now you can't use them in order to bestow. Obviously, in Gemar Tikkun, specifically, the light of the Mashiach will come on them. Okay? What maybe question? None? Chanoch, you didn't ask for a while. What's up with you? Okay. The wise are silent. But here, you have a friend that didn't reach that yet.
We're talking a lot. We read a lot about the middle line.
Yeah.
And while we're together trying to draw the light of the forms, perhaps you can tell us, please, something about what we can do. Do we have some perception in the middle line?
Today we were talking about it, that we can't move without getting, you know, blows from behind with the whip, and we need a big carrot in front, and in that way we can move the donkey, right? You imagine you have a donkey and you have to push him, and he... Did you ever try pushing a donkey?
Yes, I did.
And did he move?
Yes.
He did move?
Yes, sir.
Wow, so you need to maybe help us.
advise us how to do it.
We're following your advice, Rav.
I couldn't move my donkey.
In the 10, we do advance. We're not in the same place.
Yeah, okay. So we need two. We need the carrot in front and the whip in behind, the suffering. Those are our two lines, but not in the way that when they're both working for attaining the goal, but from using the will to receive and using the will to bestow on the other side. And the way they're combined together, that's the middle line. So the left are the judgments of yud, coarseness, and the right is the bina, bestow, and so on.
Now, with your permission, can I say something nice that Chanoch said about the Congress?
Chanoch?
Yes.
This Chanoch or that?
The fat one.
The fat one. Okay, about the Congress?
Yeah, yeah. He said not to calculate about anything and to ask with insolence that will break through.
Correct. I agree with him. That's good. He was actually beneficial with his questions, but now he's not asking, you're not asking, Bill, what about you? Done. Okay, Rachamim. Go for it. What can I do? Yeah, Bill.
I have 1,000 questions that arise every day in every lesson. And somehow you miraculously go inside and answer every damn one of them.
And so you get your answers, actually. So, Rachamim, you have a minute.
Why only the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us about the middle line after it taught us about the left line? Because it has to be in three within three, otherwise we have no attainment. So why only this wisdom is capable and no other wisdom in the world is capable of doing so?
The correct combination between the will to receive and the will to bestow from the Creator can only take place when the three lines are combined. When the created being is integrated from his qualities, the Creator's qualities, and as much as he can, he combines them on the middle line. First in bestowing in order to bestow, then receiving in order to bestow, and bestowing in order to bestow constantly, and receiving in order to bestow goes up and down, and naturally and rationally it happens if you have two forces that contradict each other. To combine between them, you need something that will include them both in the correct balance towards your goal that was determined. That's why the middle line implements it all the forces of nature, of the created being and the Creator together.
How can we learn through the soul, which are my friends here and you and the entire reality, and not through my mind, only through my heart, through my soul? How can we do that?
That is the light that reforms, brings us each and every one, brings each and every one to integrate from what we call a group. And the truth is that that vessel is already there. It's because the end of the action starts with a thought. There's nothing new, only something revealed towards us. And all the forms from here till Gemar Tikkun are all determined and exist. We just have to long for them a bit more, and it'll be revealed. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go to the next part.
And before we do, we have the 10 on duty.
Please.
We have an assignment for the rest of the lesson. After the song, every friend looks at the note he wrote in the beginning of the lesson, and he sees how he treats how his attitude towards what he wrote in the beginning of the lesson changed. Again?
About the two questions, what do I feel now towards what we went through in the lesson, and how did my attitude change towards the Congress that's coming up?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
Don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I wanna draw to you. 'Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we hold the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side.